There we go. Okay, so we're here today. Thank you so much, Josh, the Tourette's barber.
Hiya.
Josh, you're very, very welcome. You're the first person I'm ever interviewing, so that's your claim to fame.
Amazing, I'll take that.
What part of the world do you live in, Josh?
So I'm in Hertfordshire, just outside North London.
Oh, lovely, lovely. And did you get many interviews? I see you're famous on TikTok.
Oh, something like that. Yeah, I've done a few podcasts and stuff. Yeah, it's been cool the past year or so. Yeah, so this isn't my first interview, but yeah, I've
Wow,
had a
you
few of
seem to
these.
take it in your stride. I mean, I was looking at you on the camera. You're better on the camera than me.
Oh, don't be silly. I mean, do you know what? It's something you have to get used to, isn't it? If you're
Yeah.
not naturally like that, it's I think for me, it's like sometimes doing the day in the life stuff can feel a bit weird. I have to keep acting like I'm FaceTiming someone just to get myself through it. Do you know what I mean? But no, I've been enjoying it so far. But
Well,
yeah, lovely to meet you.
I've been following you on Instagram, and I've yet to set up a TikTok successfully, but I will be doing that this week. Okay,
Nice.
Josh, so I'll start off. Just please tell us a bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay, so I'm Josh. My name's Josh Hughes. I'm the owner of H&Co Barbershop. I'm 29 and I have Tourette's. What else is there to know about me? Yes, I've been running my own business now for coming up to 4 years this summer. I'm just about to open a second shop as well. And yeah, I've blown up on social media in the past year or so.
When did you? Oh, you started a year ago on social media. What was
I
your
think my
first
first
platform?
viral video was about a year ago, literally last March. So this has all been in the space of a year,
You see, people want to know. I'm finding my husband has Tourette's syndrome, and I'm finding in the
yeah.
last 2 years, people are becoming more educated because the likes of yourself going on social media and putting yourself out there and just accepting what you have. I asked Paul, could I record him, even doing an interview, and he won't. It drives him crazy. He said, "Kira, I couldn't." So
In
thank
what
you.
respect, though, for him? What in what respect was it? What was is it the Twitch like seeing himself
So
tick and stuff,
Paul
or?
is a magician. So that's his line of work, and I think he probably is afraid of maybe it might impact him in some way.
Right.
And he used to do a lot of TV work, and he kind of came away from that because he didn't want to be on TV because he wasn't sure what he was going to come out with. And Paul is your typical English gentleman. He's a beautiful, beautiful soul, and he doesn't like upsetting people, you know?
Yeah.
So you don't know what you're going to come out with. In your line of work, it seems to be accepted, and people are having a laugh with you as opposed against you.
Definitely. Definitely. I think obviously I like to remind people that, like, you know, I'm showing the best parts. Because I like to make it really clear as well that, you know, I'm very positive on with my online presence. I think I have to be because I want to show people that we can be positive. But there is a big part of it that can be quite negative and quite damaging. For your mental health, for your own self-esteem, and I think that's what I'm trying to show, that you can push through it and become a you know, not even for everyone else. I think actually you can become more accepting for your own self,
It
because
makes
if
you
you don't,
stronger.
100%, I think you got. I think no matter if it's Tourette's, ADHD, any neurological condition, we've got to really make sure we accept who we are first before we can accept other people.
Well, that's beautiful. That's bringing me on to my next question. You've got a career which is amazing. I do barbering as well, and I'm amazed that
Oh,
you
no way.
can.
Sorry. We spoke about that, didn't we? Sorry. Yeah. I forgot about that. Sorry, Kiri. Yeah. Fuck.
You know, it's difficult. It's a hard trade.
Slips
It's not
it.
easy. Yeah, exactly. It's not an easy trade by
Yeah.
any stretch. Has that ever affected your work? As in, have you ever just went and took somebody's?
I've been really lucky. I'd say that's probably my most asked question.
Yeah.
No, I've never ruined anyone's hair. I think I've probably come close. I've had a few more people with Tourette's in my chair over the past year, and that's become a bit more difficult. Like setting each other off and dealing with someone who's also got tics, and that can be quite fuck. It can be quite difficult to deal with. But apart from that, no, not really. I've taken my own beard off unintentionally. Like whilst in the middle of a haircut, I kind of took the clippers and just went like that, and I had to take it all off, which I don't like the look in my face without facial hair. But
Oh my gosh. And
in general, no.
what is Tourette's? So a lot of people ask me this question, and I do try explain it as best I can to the best of my ability. But what is Tourette's to you? And no, what is Tourette's medically? And then what is
Yeah.
Tourette's to you? That's what I'd love
okay,
to know.
Okay, so that's, I'd say that's quite a big question. One second, let me just open the door. One second. I'll let it roll up the time. So is that your dog? My dog was going crazy as well.
Josh, oh, great minds must think alike. My dog was barking because of the postman, and you had to go as well.
Yeah, my dog was by the door as well. My dog comes to work with me, so she's currently. I'll show you. This is the shop. She's currently standing by the front door.
Oh wow!
But she was just scratching to get in. Bless her. So yeah. So no, do you want to ask me that question again? And
I'll sure, no problem. So, so what is Tourette's medically? To just explain it to the best of your ability, your understanding of it, and what is Tourette's to you?
So, I'd say medically, Tourette's is a neurological condition where people experience involuntary movements, sounds, words, and lots of different things like that. And it's completely unintentional. And I think the real misconception with Tourette's is actually that it's something you're thinking about and then you say it. When actually it's so not, that's not how it is. But there's different forms of Tourette's as well. I mean, for example, the official word, people will tell me I'm saying it wrong, but I don't really fucking care. I call it copacabia, which is Tourette's with swearing, which is one of the more rare forms of Tourette's, which another again is a really misconceived version, misunderstood that everyone thinks Tourette's is just the swearing, but mostly people have tics. It's more just tics like as in facial movements, eye twitches, even little noises, which you class as motor tics. But, and I've had a bit of a spectrum of it myself. So when I was 14, I was diagnosed with Tourette's, and it started off originally just, my AirPod came out then. It started off just physical, and then it kind of really rapidly came on, and then the vocals started to come, and as well as the motor tics as well. So yeah, it really varied over the years, and just to put the spectrum into perspective, I've gone from hitting my mum in the face unintentionally to not being able to hold a knife and fork to, you know, throwing heavy objects a lot of the time. And then my vocal tics getting a lot worse. And maybe not just because my vocal tics got worse, the physical gets better, but sometimes it can wax and wane like that a bit, you know? And I think we forget as well how many people it affects in this country. Like, I think diagnosed adults and children, there's over like 300,000 people being diagnosed in the UK. And there's a lot of people that won't be diagnosed that have got it, but haven't had the diagnosis.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's necessarily 38. Well, this is it. I think there's a lot of people that I've met, a lot of people that haven't done it till later in life. And I'm not saying that everyone has to go and get it diagnosed, but I think a lot of us who have a lot of comfort in that and knowing actually that, one, you're not alone. Two, you know, you can put a label on it if you want, but I think a lot of people do label everything nowadays. But I think with Tourette's, this isn't a joke. It is a neurological condition. Some people would even go as far as saying that it disables them. You know, I'm not saying I disagree with that. That isn't what I'm saying. But I wouldn't say I'm disabled. But I can understand why some people do. You know?
Well, you're using it as your strength as opposed to against it. When Paul was 38, he was diagnosed, but he used to always call it access energy. He said it was just like I had access energy. And then he said when he was diagnosed, it actually went worse because it was almost like he gave himself permission to say, okay, I have Tourette's. This is what it is.
You know? I can appreciate that.
Sorry, I let my dog.
I can appreciate that. That's all right.
And
sorry.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I have to let Lucy out because she doesn't. Does it upset you in any way? I mean, you seem like a very strong, level-headed person. But when it comes to being with somebody maybe romantically, or I know when Paul was younger, he used to walk on his tippy toes and he was slagged for that in school. So having a love life wasn't something that was common for Paul when he was younger. Is that the same? Right.
I'll be honest with you, no, not really. So I've been in a long-term relationship, and Lucy, I'm 29, but Lucy and I have been together 12 years this May. So we met when we were 16, and I had Tourette's then, obviously. And she just always took it on, you know. We've grown up together now. That's how I see it, and with my Tourette's journey as well. But going back to the question before, like, because I get it a lot, especially with people like romantically, a lot of that. I think I was very lucky and I found my person very early on. And like I said, we're engaged, hope to get married in the next couple of years. We've just got lots of other things going on at the moment. Like, we're just buying a house, got another shop coming, the business is doing well. So there's a lot going on. But in my early years, yes, it was very tough. It was very tough. I think you really are seen as quite a joke. Even within teachers, I'm not saying I necessarily dealt with that. I had quite a good time at school. The school were quite good to me. But I still found it very hard.
Paul said that as well. Paul was doing a neck movement when he was younger. And his class were saying to the teacher, oh, he's taking... he's ripping out a U or whatever they used. And Paul's parents were called in and he was very upset about it. He actually didn't do anything. It was just a neck twitch. And he got reprimanded for it. So, I mean,
it's disgusting, isn't it?
It is disgusting. And Paul is actually very shy. When you take him off stage and he's on his own, he's a very shy person. What's your go-to personality? What is your, are you?
I'd say I'm a cheeky chappy all the time. And I jokingly say that I'm quite funny naturally, but I think my Tourette's is very, I was going to say cunning. That's not really cunt. Oh, sorry. No, my Tourette's is very, very quick, very quick-witted. And that's something that I'd say I am, but my Tourette's is so quick. And this is what I try and say, that I'm also severely dyslexic, just to put that in the mix as well. So, and I'm not saying I'm dumb by any means, because I'm not. But I didn't get any GCSEs or anything like that because I really struggled with my Tourette's through that period. Couldn't really sit still. I was on different medication, and a lot of my attention span was shocking. So I couldn't sit down very long. Couldn't concentrate on in class, let alone do the exam. Yeah. But I think how I've come out of it is I realised very early on that I've always been really good with people. And I've always enjoyed talking to people of my age, younger, older. I will talk to anyone, male, female. It doesn't really matter. So I always thought, I've got to do something with this. And that doesn't mean I wanted to be an estate agent or I wanted to be in recruitment. I actually wanted to work with people a lot. And actually, barbering was something that kind of did ticked both of those boxes because I've always been quite good with my hands. And it's just something that I wanted to get into. And I love dealing with my customers all the time. And I'm very lucky and I've got very patient, understanding clients. And I've got my family are really helpful. I've got great staff as well. So.
Oh, and just people, I know when you get used to people, like I know certainly when I first met Paul, a lot of the things and a lot of the twitches he would do, I would laugh with him, not going against. I mean, he's my partner, my husband, you know, I love him to bits, but I would always get a laugh out of him. And I said, you know, if you didn't have Tourette's, I probably wouldn't marry you because you'd be like everybody else. I do get a great. Does it hurt you if your partner laughs and goes, oh my God, this twitch? Or, you know, I get, you know, when he gets new twitches, his new twitch now is telling to people to F off, which that was never his case. He never ever did that. It's only in the last month that he's doing that. So
that's quite hard though, isn't it?
It's so hard.
That's quite a lot to contend with that. I mean, I'm very used to that one because I'd say fuck is probably my most used word. Going back to your question, Lucy, my fiance's name is, she's usually pretty good. Like, not as in I don't want her to, but she does laugh at, like you said, actually new ones or ones that catch her off guard. But usually she, because as I'm sure you do as well, Kira, she sees the other side of it all. She sees the side where either you're absolutely exhausted or you're mentally drained, and you've also you've had the worst, like hard times when you've been through a situation, maybe with someone in the public or someone doesn't understand. Or, you know, someone's taking the piss out of you. I mean, like, even for example, I was out on the weekend with a friend and he really knows me really well. And he struggles to keep his cool. He just finds it really funny. But I've been friends with him for like 15 years. And I don't mind people laughing. I really don't. As long as it's with and not at. There's a big difference, I think. But I get a lot of people approaching me now because they recognise me from social media and stuff, which is amazing. And I'm not stuck up or anything, and I'll always give people time of day, and you know, as long as they're being respectful. But I did have a really drunk guy, and obviously the rugby was on, football was on, Paddy's Day the next day, and he came up to me and was like, "Oh mate, I know you from TikTok. Can I do an impression of you?" and it was so disrespectful. It was untrue. But I kept my cool because he was so drunk. And he did kind of half apologise. I think he said it thinking it'd be funny, and it wasn't. And even my friend was a bit like, do we punch him? And obviously we didn't. But that's been a long time since I've had anyone actually disrespect me like that. But I just let him off and let him get on with his night, and it's not worth it. But in general, people are usually, I think now with the social media we've built, I think, like you said, people are more understanding. But I do still get it where I've got to explain to people what it is. And then once they either know, or they might not know, but they just kind of realise that there is something more to it. I'm not just being immature or trying to be rude or something, you know. But
when we go on holidays and English sometimes isn't their first language, Paul does try to explain, you know, if we get into a taxi, he'll say, excuse me, sorry, sir, but I have Tourette's. If I swear or curse at you, it's not your fault. It's just something that comes natural to Paul now at this point. And people would ask, what is it? And now Paul has tried so hard to explain what Tourette's is. He just says now, I'm loco. And they'll go, okay. And they'll laugh.
Oh, yeah,
him.
100%. Yep. Oh, I've had times on holiday, for example, I had a friend who's, we were in Cyprus, and one of my good friends was Cypriot. He had to just basically say I was a retard. Because otherwise they didn't understand, and he wanted to keep that from me, and I just said, mate, just tell me what you said. And he told me, and I was like, it is what it is. We were in a restaurant, and these people were getting quite irritated by me, and then my friend had to go over there and just explain, and he told them I had Tourette's. They had no idea what he was talking about.
Do you know, it's so nice when I see somebody like yourself. I've never spoke to anyone else other than Paul with Tourette's syndrome. And it's so nice when I see, I admire you so much for the work that you do, for what you're doing, putting yourself out there. Just thank you so much. I mean, the world needs more of you around. We need to be more aware of this. You said you were on medication just quickly before I let you go. Can you explain? Because I know Paul was afraid to take medication. He said it's going to take away his personality. So he opted not to do it. And I believe the only other thing in the UK is talk therapy, which isn't the best for somebody with Tourette's.
I get that. Just to be clear, I'm not on medication now.
Okay.
I tried lots of medication when I was younger, but obviously back then as well, it wasn't me making the call.
You
it
were
was
younger.
My parents.
Yes,
and obviously, and just touching on that for a minute as well, I think I really want to show appreciation out there for parents who have to deal with kids with Tourette's, because I think it can be quite a very scary, lonely place at times, especially when your child's very young. I get inundated with messages from people that have got 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds with Tourette's, and they're asking me for advice. And I can't really speak even from a point of view of a 10-year-old, because I didn't have Tourette's when I was 10. But like, I was only a little bit older, 14, but that is, again, a different bracket of age that, you know, teenager, it's a bit of a different thing. You're already going for a lot as a teenager with your hormones and everything else. But I just want to really commend parents dealing with it. Because it is hard, and my mum and dad really struggled with it when I first got diagnosed, and I'm still grateful for them now. Always been really supportive, but I have met other people where actually some of their family aren't as supportive and don't understand, which that must be so difficult.
They do. A lot of people think you're being bold as a child. People would class you as a bold child, and it's not, and that's the sad thing.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I was quite a gobby child anyway. Gobby, I was cheeky. Like I say, cheeky chap. It always was always like that. But going back to the medication, I mean, yeah, talking therapy, giving it a go. I'm not saying it's a waste of time, because it might work for some people. But for me, it just wasn't what I needed. And I've tried different meds. Like, there is some that I think it can be, like, you can try antidepressants, because I think it can sometimes, a little bit like your husband said, it can affect your mood. But you don't want to knock it off you. You don't want bringing it down, but you don't want to erase it.
Do you find that you're always putting your best foot forward because you obviously have Tourette's? And I find that Paul, I know there's a saying, how you do anything is how you do everything. Paul is meticulous, like right down to making something for the dinner. He does everything to perfection. And he's very, I look at him, I only did a radio interview last week, and I did say it. It's just so amazing when I'm having a bad day and I look and I just think, wow, what he's dealing with, how he does it. It's just absolutely amazing. He seems to do everything with 100% heart, to the best of his ability. And I often asked him, you know, is it because you have Tourette's and you feel that you have to do this? And he said, yes. He said, because there's a lot of things in life that he can't do. So the stuff that he can't do, you know, he does it to the best that he can. Do you find that you're a perfectionist in that sense?
I don't know about a perfectionist, but I think with the positivity, I think I am naturally like that, because I think also with online, there was a not actually fuck that, fuck you and your mum. Not just online. Actually, the world can be quite a dark place at times, and if I've got a bit of a platform where I can speak on, why wouldn't I be positive? There is days where I'm not always positive, and I've tried to document that as well in a way that can be constructive for people and helpful. But like, there was one day not that long ago that I made a TikTok about it, that I actually had to go home from work because my Tourette's was so bad. Like, my neck twitch was getting really bad. And often my Tourette's goes for me. Like, if I've got a bit of a stiff neck in general, my Tourette's will then focus on that. And I've had this actually the past week, but I've been all right. But a couple of months ago I did it, and I was really down, actually, I'll be honest, because I had to cancel a couple of clients. And most people understand, usually always understand, because they know who I am and they've been with me before. But I think it's, for me, it's really important to keep up the positivity, because if I'm not being positive, what is the point? And I'm not just saying people won't want to see the negative side of it, but I think actually I want to keep things a bit more light.
Absolutely.
And I'm so aware of the kind of people that follow me as well, whether it's other people with Tourette's. I just want to try and help inspire a little bit, especially young'uns, that it is okay. And okay, not everyone's necessarily going to be capable of being a barber, but don't let it hold you back. Like, just be who you want to be, which I know sounds very cliche in Hollywood. I love Hollywood, pedos. But it is so, it's so true that you've just got to be yourself. And also, like, I wanted to touch on something we said before. I don't class myself as disabled, but if I did, it's not my disability, it's my ability. That's what I say it is.
That's absolutely beautiful, and what a way to end it. Thank you so much, Josh. I have goosebumps in my arms from the stuff you said today. I can't wait to go back and to share this with Paul. I did want him to come in and to meet you today, but he was afraid his Tourette's would be too bad for you. But just
Appreciate
before
that.
I let you go, do you copy off other people's twitches? That was Paul's problem. He thought that he would copy off your twitches.
That is definitely a thing. I can't explain that. I don't know why that happens. I've met quite, especially over the past year, I've met a lot of people with Tourette's, more than I ever have done before. And it's definitely something where you bounce off each other
Bounce
quite a
off.
lot. And yeah, so I had someone in the chair the other day who's also got Tourette's, and we both started saying the same thing. But I don't know if you've seen my recent TikTok. I say David Seaman a lot at the moment, which has
Yes.
become quite a thing. I'm not even a massive football fan,
I
but
didn't
like,
even know you were referring to football. It was my husband who told me. I
I
thought you were being naughty. I said, "How is he putting that up?" And he said, "No, Kieran, it's a footballer."
he's a lovely bloke as well. I think I watched the David Beckham documentary, and he was in that for a snippet, or like, I think my cousin was obsessed with him as a child. Really strange. But then this other kid, he was about 15, with quite severe Tourette's, like physical as well as vocal. And yet, like, they started saying it as well. And do you know what was really funny? I've had a couple of people, like, lots of people with Tourette's come in, and I often get the same fucking twitch from them, which is that I'm an Ed Sheeran lookalike. Which is just, Ed's a lovely bloke. I'm not, I don't think I look like him, but it's a weird, it's been a thing. And I think whether they've watched something on a video, and it just,
I
but
have
for
to
me
be
as well,
very honest, Josh. When we first took this call, the first person I thought of was Ed Sheeran when I looked. I don't know why.
I'll take it. I'll take it. He's a very successful man. But yeah, no, that's it. And I think just, that it's a weird one. There's a lot we don't know, and I think the brain is a very complicated, fuck, it's a very complicated place. And I think, I'm doing this for Tourette's and awareness, but I think it's actually all neurological conditions I want to really kind of just highlight, but also just normalize. This is the thing, like, because I mean, from my schooling as well, and from school to now, it's been such a shift in the world of how we talk about things and how we deal with things, and whether that's gender, race, conditions, and everything. And I just think we are on the right track, but we're still not quite there. And I'm not
You've made a
saying that we
huge dint in this, and I thank you so much for it, because now when I'm
appreciate that.
referring to Tourette's to people are like, "Oh, like the Tourette's barber, or there's another Northern Ireland guy as well." And you guys are the two that people talk about, because obviously you're putting yourself out there. So I can't wait to see what 5 years holds from now and how educated people will
100%.
be on it.
100%, and I just want to show people that you can be, you know, like I said before, I haven't got my schooling was shocking. I haven't got any qualifications really. You know, I've been running a successful business, which is only growing, and that's not me boasting. That's actually more me just trying to say that if you put the hard work in, it will hopefully pay off.
Definitely what you
Yeah.
put out, you get back. Listen, Josh, thank you so much. You have been absolutely amazing, and I can't wait. This
No,
is
it's a pleasure.
my first podcast, so thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing what the future holds for you.
Thank you very much, Kieran, and good luck on your pageant as well. All right, have a great time. Good
It's
luck.
Sunday. Thank you so much, Josh.
Buzzing. No, lovely to meet you. Okay, have a
Lovely to
great
meet you
time.
too. Okay,
See ya.
bye-bye. Bye.